You know, he's a great quarterback. He knows how to throw into tight situations, tight coverage. He can also hurt you with his legs. But, you know, he's coming back from a little nick injury. So I don't know how exactly he's going to play or, you know, what they're going to do with him. And, you know, as far as him being his old Mariota self. So, but on film, you know, they have a great offense. You know, Delanie Walker, great tight end. You know, backfield set. They got a dual backfield set that, you know, can rotate. So they have a good offense. And, you know, Marcus Mariota is that guy that, you know, drives the offense and get them where they need to be. So he's a good quarterback. He can hurt you with his arm and his feet. So we just got to make sure we don't allow him to be the same Marcus Mariota that he usually is.
You've played him every year since they drafted him in 2015, last year.
Yeah.
Have you noticed differences? Have you noticed a noticeable change or growth?
I mean, yeah, you grow every year. Experience-wise for him, you know, he's making the correct reads. You know, he's throwing the ball down the field. Getting the ball into his playmakers' hands. So I just see a maturity in his game. So for us, you know, playing defense, we want to make sure we make this hard as possible for him on Sunday.
What makes Delanie Walker Pro Bowl tight end?
You know, he's a guy that he knows how to get open. He's fast out of his break. He's good with his routes. So for him, you know, he's been in this league for a while. He knows how to get open and know what he's doing.
What's the frustration level at this point after six games?
You know, we just control what we can control. We're keeping a positive energy. Each and every day, you know, we bless the guard and field and do what we love to do. And so for us, we just got to come together and eliminate some of those big plays and make sure we gel as one and just go out there and compete. You know, the spirits are still up. You know, the six games, you know, can't get them back. We got to move forward. So there's no time to be sitting there moping around. We still have a lot of things in front of us and a lot of games in front of us that we can win. So our goal is just to look towards, you know, our next opponent, which is the Titans, and just control what we can control, go out there and play hard.
Do you have to find a balance between staying positive and, like, having an anger about the losing?
You know, you have to stay positive. You don't want to necessarily deal with too much anger because anger can, you know, go different ways. It's all just putting in more work, you know. That's what we're about. And we're trying to make sure that we put ourselves in the best position to win. And that's, you know, preparing ourselves correctly throughout the week during practice. More film study, guys getting more and more reps. And just making sure that we play dominant football, special teams, offense and defense. And we do that, I think we'll be fine.
How impressive has McCourty been coming in here, fitting in and doing everything he's done in the locker room and on the field?
He's done everything we asked him to do since, you know, he came to this team this offseason. I think that he's rated like the number one corner in the league right now. And he's going out there and he balled out. You know, this is his ninth season. He's doing what veterans do best, and that's, you know, leading his young team, going out there and making the plays that come his way, being that vocal leader for us. And, you know, he's just been doing an extremely good job and, you know, showing younger guys the way to go and how to just come in and adapt to a certain system, knowing it, mastering it, and just going out there and competing. And that's what he's doing.
Not all 30-year-old guys look like him, move like him, play like him.
Yeah,
what's about him that makes him kind of have that founder of youth thing going?
I don't know, man. He for sure doesn't play like he's 30. You know, he's still out there moving. I believe last week he was like the second fastest guy in the league or something like that when he caught that interception for a touchdown. So he's showing that age is not affecting him. You know, he's playing in his prime. He's doing a good job. So,
Chris, do you feel like there's been too many times this season where the whole defense isn't on the same page?
Say it again?
Where the whole defense isn't on the same page and you'll give up a play and you guys are looking around like, how come we were in a different coverage? We weren't all on the same coverage.
Yeah, I mean, that's football. Football is a bunch of imperfections. You know, you can ask every team in the league that same question. You know, why did this play break out or why did that play break out or why did they score? And it's all about, you know, execution. So, you know, yeah, we can look around and say, oh, what call was in or, you know, who had what gap, who had this. I mean, that's the name of the game. It's football. You know, we try to eliminate those. And, you know, each player, each team try to do that. So, you know, for us, we just got to make sure that we play sound and all on the same page. But we know it's a game of imperfections. So for us, we just got to make sure we eliminate those.
Who do you think the communication's been good enough?
We can always communicate better. You know, you kind of can't pinpoint one thing. So for us, you know, we just got to make sure that, you know, we're stopping the run, make sure the ball don't go over our head, and make sure we communicate as much as possible.
Taylor Lewan, you played him in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then with Tennessee. Mm-hmm. The camera's on him a bunch Monday night. Is he one of the guys that plays to the edge and takes a little too far sometimes?
I mean, he played how he's been playing since Michigan. He's a guy that, you know, play physical, likes to, you know, talk a lot of trash. So he's that guy on their offensive line who, you know, get everybody riled up, get everybody going. That's what he do. So for us, we just got to make sure, you know, he don't cause us to get any penalties or do any unnecessary things like that. So, but you know, he's a good player for them. So we'll be ready for him Sunday.
Christian, did you kind of follow what's going on with the meetings that we had this week? Do you have any thoughts on what's come out of that so far?
Nah, I don't really have too many comments about that right now.
So Garrett played more second game.
Yeah.
He was around Watson a lot.
Yeah.
What stood out from that?
He's slowly, you know, getting to, you know, the Miles Garrett that we all know in training camp and in that preseason. So I'm just excited to see his game elevate and him get healthier and healthier and, you know, be able to be that spark for us and the impact player for us. So I just see Miles, you know, trying to get in where he fit in and make the plays that come his way and, you know, obviously make some plays that, you know, he wasn't supposed to make, but him just being that caliber type of player, you know, we're expecting him to go out there and just make game-changing plays. And, you know, as he get healthier and healthier, I think that, you know, his game just evolving. And, you know, I just can't wait to see when he's 100% and out there just running around.
That's really exciting about him. He's not 100% clearly, but he still is explosive as his engine. He's so disruptive back there. Is that something that you even think about, hey, what is, you know, what could he be when he's healthy?
Yeah, just to see him, you know, make the plays that he has made for us and not even be 100%, man, it's just crazy. You know, I don't want to just talk him up too much because, you know, I don't want to put no pressure on him. So, you know, he's working at his pace and, you know, it's just exciting to see what he can do.